News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Donald Sutherland, star of films including The Hunger Games and Don't Look Now, has died at 88 after a long illness. And Hollywood journalist Jeannie Wolfe joins me now to reflect on the life of the legendary actor. Jeannie, you interviewed him many times. What impression did he make on you?
There's a Hollywood saying, a famous Hollywood saying, the great ones don't remind you of anyone else. And Donald Sutherland doesn't remind you of anyone else. He was unique. He played a tremendous variety of roles, and he just could pull it off.
Yeah, and obviously he had a lot of famous roles, and we mentioned one or two of them there, and a very long career as well that spanned decades. Do you have any standout roles that you remember him for?
Well, of course, Clute with Jane Fonda, and he admits that he had an affair with her. Along with that, The Dirty Dozen, Hawkeye Pierce in MASH, unforgettable, and then The Hunger Games. Believe it or not, they didn't come after him for the part in The Hunger Games, but he wrote to them asking to try out for the part. Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, and unusual for a man who would have been sort of at icon sort of level of fame as an actor.
Absolutely, but 60 years he did so many, many, many films, and, you know, right till the end. And he has five children, but the one who we all know is Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
And I asked Kiefer, and he said, my father would tell me when I made a mistake, but he said he never criticized me. He was my biggest supporter. And he said, of course, his whole life he got compared to his father, but that worked for him instead of against him. All he ever dreamt of was becoming an actor, but he said he didn't dare dream of becoming a movie actor. He came from a small town.
And he could play chilling things. I remember he was the arsonist in Backdraft. He did lots of movies that were very mainstream, and then he did other movies that would have been more, I suppose, highbrow. He seemed to be able to turn his hand to a lot of different types of roles and films.
You've got it right, Kira. And for a while, he played murderers and he played all these strange people. And he said, you know, at one point, I thought, maybe I should play somebody a little normal. But he took it on. And he believed in those people that he played. He thought it was his job to get the details of their life and to make them come alive on the screen and make all of us care. And very few actors did as many films,
yeah,
and as long as he did, and as respected and admired. And actually, I think he was kind of sexy. I think he was loved.
So he was liked, he was loved, he was a popular actor as well as being sexy.
Yes, but you didn't mess with him. He was very popular and very admired, but when he wanted his way, he let you know. He didn't mind speaking his mind.
He said a couple of years ago that retirement for actors is spelt D-E-A-T-H, that he had no intention of retiring. Basically, he would die an actor. And do you think that he would be happy that he was working as late into his life as he was?
I think he said older actors don't stop because they can't do it anymore. He said they're tired of it. I'm not tired of it. He took every role he could. And Kiefer said, too, he taught him, you're lucky when you get a part. And I think Donald never got over that hunger he had as a kid.
Yeah.
And that love of being on a set and being with the other people and coming up with ideas to create a character and to create those screen impressions.
Yeah, he did say at the beginning he didn't get into acting to make money. He didn't even know you could. He said he earned eight pounds a week, I think was what he was earning initially as a stage actor in London. So I don't think he did get in it for the fame or the money in any way. Jeannie, thank you as ever for speaking to us and bringing him back to life for us so vividly. And we really do appreciate it.
Oh, Ciara, I'm smiling at his memory.
That was Jeannie Wolfe there, Hollywood reporter.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.